fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app.
Get tender bone-in pork back ribs for $3.49 a pound with your card. Then get 16-ounce packages of juicy strawberries for $1.99 with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. All right, so that's how Patreon works. Okay. Trump was on Rogan. I was going to mention this yesterday, and I messed it up. This is the clip in particular. There was a lot of it, but this is just one I'm sharing. It's a long interview. You know how Rogan is. He does like 11-hour shows. Trump is talking about, or Rogan brings up, do you believe that the election was fixed, the 2020? And Trump is beating that drum again. So Chris says, Joe Rogan is just now getting Trump on, catching up to EZ. Corey says Harris turned down Rogan. I think that was a mistake. I don't know about that. Harris is not great at speaking. She's too involved in talking points. She doesn't really talk. And she doesn't answer any questions. And she talks over people. She's uncomfortable and awkward in those settings. She's not good at it. Trump, at least, when he's lying to your fucking face, he sounds like he knows what he's talking about. He sounds legitimate. He's skilled. He's an actor. So he's making up all that same old bullshit about the election was a fraud, the election was a fake. And then something happens in it where he then, in this clip, he actually says that he lost, which is hysterical. And Rogan laughs at it. Here you go.
I want to talk about 2020 because you said over and over that you were robbed in 2020.
Yeah, totally.
What? How do you think you were robbed? Everybody always cuts you off.
Well, they not only cut you off. Well, what I'd rather do is we'll do it another time, and I would bring in papers that you would not believe. So many different.
Okay, so that's a problem right away. He's got a perfect opportunity. And then he says, well, no, what I'd rather do, and he's going to get to what he'd rather do. But then he starts to open up Pandora's box about the so-called shit that he has that proves that he got robbed in the election. So he kind of sticks a toe in the water here.
Well, they not only cut you off. Well, what I'd rather do is we'll do it another time. And I would bring in papers that you would not believe. So many different papers. That election was so crooked. It was the most crooked election.
Okay, so now all he's saying there, I have papers and that was crooked. You've heard that a billion times. He's said that tirelessly for the last 4 years. Most Americans understand you need to do better than that. You can't just throw those statements out every time.
Most crooked election.
Okay, but give me some examples of how.
Well, let's start okay. On the top and the easy ones.
Okay.
You see, poor Rogan at this point, he knows Trump is going to go in a different direction. And Trump is controlling the interview somehow with Joe Rogan.
And the easy ones.
Okay.
They were supposed to get legislative approval to do the things they did, and they didn't get it. In many cases, they didn't get it.
What things?
Anything.
Legislative approval.
Like for extensions of the voting.
Okay, no, I like that. Rogan is, first he says, give me examples. Trump starts to get an example or say something, but he doesn't. And he goes, well, what? Specifically.
What things?
Anything.
Legislative approval.
Like for extensions of the voting, for voting earlier, for this.
Right.
All different things. by law, they had to get legislative approvals. You don't have to go any further than that. If you take a look at Wisconsin, they virtually admitted that the election was rigged, robbed, and stolen. They wouldn't give access in certain areas to the ballots because the ballots weren't signed. They weren't originals. We could go into this stuff. We could go into the ballots, or we could go into the overall. I'll give you another one.
Are you going to present ever?
Okay, great question. You've got all this. Are you going to present this?
The overall. I'll give you another one.
Are you
going
to present ever?
Did he fry his brain there?
Could go into this stuff. We could go into the ballots, or we could go into the overall. I'll give you another one.
Are you going to present ever?
What is that?
Overall. I'll give you another one.
Are you going to present ever?
Just give you one more before. 51 intelligence agents come up that the laptop was from Russia. It turned out to be totally false.
51 former intelligence agents, right?
They say that made, I don't believe it's this much, but it doesn't have to. They say I lost by 22,000 votes.
Okay. All right. He says I lost, and that cracks Rogan up. And then look at how Trump responds to that. Joe. He points his finger at him and says, Joe.
Joe.
Wow.
They say.
Fuck. Trump does not like that Rogan just laughed in his face.
I didn't lose, but they say I lost, Joe.
Oh, God.
They say I lost by 22,000 votes. That's like 0.1%, less than that. It's a tiny little thing. 22,000 votes spread over this period. So 51 intelligence agents lied. They lied. They knew it was. It was Hunter's. It was from his bed. It was Hunter's laptop. They said it was created by Russia. Russia. It was the Russia hoax.
Right. Okay, nobody believes any of this shit. The only people who believe that shit are crazy fucks, okay? Crazy fucks believe what he just said. God damn. That was fantastic. My God. Corey says Trump hates being laughed at. Jeremy says if he truly believes he didn't lose and he's a true constitutionalist, then why is he running again? I don't know. Piano Finger Banger says that was like an SNL sketch. Patrick says it's almost like he's not used to this and he's only prepared to argue. Jeremy says, make an edit with an accordion in his hands, and I guarantee you'll get 1 million views. Yeah, I can't do that. Could you? Corey says, I'm pretty shocked that Joe Rogan was asking real questions. See, I've never gotten that from Joe Rogan. He always seemed quite thoughtful in his questions. I've never really thought that about him. It wasn't just kissing his feet the whole time. I heard somebody refer to him as accordion hands, Rebecca says. Let's see. Chris says, I saw the show after. After he talked about how vigilant he was to keep him on course respectfully and said how good he is at speaking. Trump. Well, all right. I think he's good. I mean, I talked about it earlier. I said the same thing. However, I think it's more like bullshitting. because he can make something as absurd as all of that election denying nonsense and make it seem believable to some. However, as time has passed, I think a lot of people have gotten used to that whole rhetoric about we have papers and we won by this much and all this shit, trying to make it sound convincing. And a lot of people, not all the people, have figured out that out, that that's his way of just making shit up. Corey says, I've seen a lot of clips where he's said things like anyone who doesn't vote for Trump is insane. Cole says, this guy in a 2-week span is going from working at McDonald's to being interviewed by Rogan to president of the USA. What a country this is. Matt says, my daughter is voting for the first time. Her mom wants her to listen to Rogan and Fox News before she votes for Kamala. What the fuck? Branjo says, I've never been a fan at all, but I was at a conference in 2017 and he made a surprise appearance. I had to admit that he can really work a room. Jimmy says, our government is as bad as Blood Moon 2. Locally, they put on a story
counting down
about how a therapist is offering advice to manage anxiety election. Now, wait a second here. Are you telling me that this is a story about, hey, I know that some of you are getting ready for the election. It's going to be a big deal. And some of you might be have to go into your safe space and maybe get a couple of comfort dogs to take while you go to the polls. A therapist is offering advice to manage election anxiety. Well, this ought to be great. People are so soft. Let's see what they have to say about this.
Is until the election is over.
Yeah, this one is especially tense, and I don't think there could be any more commercials on the air. We know it's causing stress and
anxiety. I love
the
commercials, by the way. The commercials are like my favorite. Because you'll actually get complete opposite things said about someone. And it's a social experiment to behold, to watch all of this happen.
Might be counting down the days until the election is over.
Yeah, this one is especially tense, and I don't think there could be any more commercials on the air. We know it's causing stress and anxiety that can take a toll on our mental health.
No, it can't. It shouldn't. How could this take a toll on your mental health? I don't give a shit who the fuck is running. Well, maybe if it was Adolf Hitler. Well, and truth be told, we kind of are getting that way with Trump. If you saw that fucking Madison Square Garden rally, did you see that shit? Holy fuck.
David Horak spoke with a local therapist on ways to reduce that anxiety or at least minimize the impact. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Teresa and George. And I agree with you on the commercials. But yeah, all this stress can become a real problem if left unchecked. And the first step to solving any problem is acknowledging there is one.
Now, the first step is getting drunk on election day.
And one local therapist told me the key to doing that is knowing your triggers. Therapist Janae Beville says it's about identifying specific worries and cutting off what intensifies them. That could be anything from screen time to even the people you surround yourself with, since continuous exposure to negativity can affect how we think and interact with others.
A lot of times we are very reactive.
What a bunch of pussies.
Being proactive means I gotta learn myself. And so once I know, like, oh.
See, her shirt says focus on all the good things. I disagree. I focus on the bad things all the time. When I see how low my bank account is, I'm going to focus on that. It's a bad thing. And what am I going to do? Go earn more money. I'm going to focus how my backyard looks like shit. I'm going to focus on it, and then I'm going to clean it up. I say focus on the bad things. That's what you should do. This is bullshit.
Being at this space of life right now around this person, my heart rate goes up. Why is that? You know, start asking the why, and you may uncover.
You know, it's crazy because in this day and an age where we've already been through a Trump presidency, no one died except for maybe that chick in Charlottesville because Trump was president. All right? Generally. You're going to be fine if Trump wins the election. This is what you need to do. You need to just understand that it's like a goddamn comedy show. If Trump wins, get ready for the show. If Harris wins, get ready for the show. It's going to be okay. Now, there's a lot of reasons why I want Harris to win. But one of the reasons that really stands out to me is because to watch these wackos react, just to see what happens. It's like pulling the pin, throwing a hand grenade in a MAGA rally, and just watching all this shit go crazy. Oh, my God. I'm like, yes, please, fingers crossed. Especially you butt fucks that pay attention to this show. I will be so happy to rub your nose in dog shit if Harris wins, Kuipers.
Like
Bob.
This situation is bringing out an old experience that I had from
this
before.
Chick looks weird. I don't like
we
her
never
face.
Know until we, but because we don't ask the questions, and we need to ask ourselves the question.
Whatever.
And that includes.
You didn't say anything there.
It's what
it
needs to eradicate these anxious thought patterns. One suggestion from Beeville: deep breathing to bring yourself back to the present moment. And in the next half hour, we'll explore other healthy outlets and how to avoid harmful coping mechanisms at the same time.
Oh my God. Here's what you do. Quit being a pussy. Jesus. Come on. Nick says the same thing I was saying because he's brilliant, almost as brilliant as me. Everyone was fine the last time he was president. It was great. We had so much fucking entertainment. Kenny says it's always the same old BS. Every 4 years, half the country is pissed and half the country is elated. It's going to be fine. Relax. Matt says all of this becomes a problem because nobody ever shuts the fuck up about it. I have a protocol in place at Fear Bunker North. I haven't put up a sign, but I've thought about it. A sign at the entrance that says, we do not talk about, and then there's like a checklist. Religion, sexuality, politics, abortion. All right. I haven't done that yet. But being that when I'm there around the fire, if that talk ever breaks out, I am quick to say, hold up. We have a policy here at Fear Bunker North. Everything can be talked about except these things. Don't ruin a good time by the fire. We're talking about making a s'more. You know, maybe reliving the time that my dad pole vaulted the fire and the stick broke and he wound up actually in the fire. Those are things we talk about at Fear Bunker North. We don't talk about politics. Chris says just that. What's left to do then besides pick up sticks? I can't wait. This weekend, by the way, I'm going up Saturday. Stevie's going to babysit my dogs at Impact Power Sports. And then I go up north. Sunday, Detroit Lions watch party inside of the old trailer. Easy, Charity Scam Mike, Pack a New Pose, and Danny Terrio, Lions Packers, cooking chili for the boys. Monday morning, I wake up, Fear Bunker North, do the radio show, and fresh show of the Eric Zane Show podcast on Tuesday. There will be a not the best of the Eric Zane Show podcast available on my free platform, and something to listen to while I'm away. From April 1, 2010. Jeremy says, I'm going to do the opposite of Fear Bunker North at my house. In this house, we only talk about abortion. Nick is suggesting that Biden has brought us to the brink of World War III. I don't know about that. Anyway, that is the end of the political discussion for a Tuesday edition of the Eric Zane Show podcast. Joe Martinez, I believe, is here. Hang on, let me check. Did you know that if you are waiting at your house and you're waiting to click on your furnace as soon as the temperatures drop, if you have not had it tuned up or had a diagnostic test done on it, you could be running a very inefficient machine that burns much more gas than it needs to. That's why you need a tune-up. Now, for a tune-up with a diagnostic test, it costs $145. Joe is offering this for free. All right? He's teamed up with DTE Energy to offer this literally for free. He shows up after you schedule. He does the work. He leaves. You pay nothing. The only catch is you can't have had this done for free in the last 2 years. If you have, then you just pay and get it done. That's what I do. If not, you get it free. So what are you waiting for? 616-516-8579. Smitty just weighed in. Smitty. I can't read it. My eyes are so bad. Smitty Pack. He says, your dude is installing a furnace at my place as you speak. So is it Joe or is it the Chinese Italian David? Joe is the old macho guy. David is the fresh-faced Italian Chinese dude. Smitty Pack says it's Joe and maybe Jordan? Yeah, I know Jordan. Well, anyway, Smitty Pack, as you're sitting there weighing in, Joe is the one on this chat known as HVAC71. Now, Joe wasn't here on Monday when I talked about how embarrassing Michigan State was in that game. Michigan State makes it very easy for shit talkers, Michigan shit talkers like Joe, to have their say. They had a perfect opportunity to humiliate Michigan on their home turf, and they fucked it all up. And also now, if you notice, at the end of the game, Colston Loveland, the tight end for Michigan, they were in victory formation, getting ready to take a knee to end the game. And some fucking idiot from Michigan State picked a fight with them. All right. Now, Spartan fans are like, oh, look at what happened. Oh, my God. It's like, well, he did not pick that fight. I watched it. All right. He was doing what he's supposed to do. And Michigan State guy was the first one to strike the first blow. That was not Loveland starting that. And I say that, and I don't even like Michigan, but I have fucking eyes. And someone from like Michigan State, I heard in the news today, was like, we need to investigate this. This is terrible. so bad of Michigan to do that. You bitches. You pieces of shit. Fuck you, Sparty. I don't like Michigan either, but the Spartans are the worst. Fuck you. God damn. After the game, Loveland had the quote of the year when they said, oh, yeah, a little skirmish at the end there. And he goes, yeah, I know. Little brother doing little brother things. Oh, my God. Oh, that is his dick right in your ass. That's what that is. He's pumping away at your ass with that comment. Piano Finger Banger references what I just referenced with the MSU Athletic Department actually whined to the conference commissioner and wants an investigation. Yeah, the investigation was already done by everyone in the world who saw that clip. The only thing that makes Joe Martinez uncool about all this is because he says fucked up shit like, I told you, senor, I told you, we are Michigan. Oh, senor. Yeah, you're no better. Shut the fuck up. The only thing that would make my rant about Michigan State better is if the Wolverines lose the rest of their games. Okay? Caveman, you're going to get murdered by Oregon. Indiana's going to kick your fucking ass. The only game you have potential of winning is Northwestern because Ohio State is going to fuck your butt. All right? Enjoy the rest of the season going 1-4, fuckface. God damn. Chris says, yeah, the Lions sure blew it this weekend, Joe. Yeah, he's waiting. He's waiting for the Lions to lose one game, and he's going to say, oh, no. Andy, I told you, guy. Hey, it's your old pal EZ with my latest and greatest sponsor, Uncommon Goods. Found at uncommongoods.com. This is a fantastic gift site for that special someone on your list. Could be holiday related, could be birthday related, could be for you related, or just because you're awesome to that someone special. We're talking about amazing gifts that Uncommon Goods has scoured the internet for, from artisan crafters and people that make cool stuff that you want. They describe it as give a gift that sparks joy, wonder, delight, and that it's exactly what I wanted. Feeling. They will feel that way when they check out what you have taken the time to discover at Uncommon Goods. There's all sorts of different categories for you to shop. Food and drink, gardening, pets and animals, reading, sports. Like, for example, I click on sports and I'm just checking out all these amazing gifts that somebody would love. Maybe some decorative coffee mugs or shot glasses, things like that with your favorite team's logo on them. All sorts of fun books related to sports. The list goes on and on. I mean, seriously, you can scroll for hours and hours and just see some amazing things that you could get somebody for a gift because that's what it's all about, you know? And to make it extra simple for you, I can give you 15% off your next gift. Go to uncommongoods.com/Zane. uncommongoods.com/Zane for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited offer. Uncommon Goods. We're all out of the ordinary. I can't stress that enough. This is awesome. Start your shopping at uncommongoods.com.
Why do so many dogs die before their time? Actress and dog activist Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health, their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete by Badlands Ranch is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet.
including premium protein-packed beef, nutrient-dense organ meat, heart-healthy salmon, gut-healthy vegetables, and several superfoods vital to your dog's health. And because high heat cooking can add unhealthy things to your dog's food, Superfood Complete uses air drying, so it gets cooked low and slow. This means it has the convenience of kibble, but the health benefits of whole foods. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible benefits, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 right now to get up to 50% off your order and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary.
I'm so sorry I'm late. I was just talking to my sister about protecting abortion rights.
Wait, didn't we already do that in Ohio? We passed issue 1 last year.
I know, by a wide margin too. But now it's up to our state Supreme Court to decide whether they enforce it or ignore it.
Ignore it? Will they really do that?
They will if we don't keep extremists out of the court. But we can protect our rights by electing Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that. Listen, I can barely remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Here's a trick. All you have to do is remember, don't stop fighting.
Don't stop fighting. Oh, I get it. DSF. Donnelly Stewart Forbes. I love that.
Tell everyone you know, if you supported issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue, a community of women who care about reproductive rights as much as you do.
Oh, I told you! I will drink a Modelo and tell you I told you so, guy!
God damn! Joe says,
who did they play? The Titans? They're like MSU.
Look, Lions are getting better every week. They went on the road against the Vikes. They make the Dallas Cowboys owner want to sell the fucking team. Tom Brady says they're the best team in football. Howie Long says they're the best team in football. Number one in the power rankings, despite having numerous injuries. On the road at Green Bay. This coming weekend, huge game.
I will wait until they fuck up, and then I will say, oh, I told you, senor.
Shut up. Why don't you work on dude's fucking furnace? You're going to cross your wires with all this bullshit you're talking. Nick in Houston says, is he Chinese? Matt says, who cares what Tom Brady and Howie Long says? We did an opinion from Furnace Guy. Jesus. All right. By the way, in all seriousness, there is a story that is worth talking about. Michigan quarterback Jack Tuttle has announced he can no longer play football. This is a smart move by Jack Tuttle. He was recovering from surgery to his arm, and it wasn't yet healed even. And yet he tried to play football this year because Michigan chose not to actually have a quarterback that's any good. Like, Michigan finished up the football season last year, and they said, all right, now Harbaugh is leaving. Let's just be shitty. Let's not get a quarterback. So they didn't. Tuttle, the only guy that's worth a shit is Tuttle. But his arm wasn't yet healed. And then he played anyway, and he suffered a concussion. And now Jack Tuttle says, I'm out. I'm not doing this. He is he's already graduated. Very, very bright. And now his statement via Instagram. Let's see. I can't even see it. It's so small. Today, I'm announcing my retirement from college football. He adds, this decision, though difficult, comes after deep reflection and heartfelt conversations with my family, doctors, and loved ones. This past year has been challenging, marked by a UCL repair in my throwing arm that I didn't fully recover from, which has caused ongoing issues. And unfortunately, I had to play football because the Wolverines did not get a solid quarterback in the portal, causing me to endure my fifth concussion. This has forced me to realize the painful truth that I need to start prioritizing my health. I blame Jim Harbaugh and Ward Manuel for not getting a quarterback through the transfer portal. Throughout my college career, I've battled numerous injuries, culminating in this difficult choice to step away from playing the game that I love. This would have been easier if Michigan didn't pressure me to get back on the field because they chose not to get a quarterback worth anything. College football has given me a bunch of memories in my life with amazing people, and it has shaped my character. I now feel like my intelligence was compromised by Michigan hoping that I would play football this year. I am thankful for the chances that I've had to step on the field. No thanks to Coach Moore, Jim Harbaugh, and Ward Manuel. I will not root for the Wolverines for the rest of this season. Though closing this chapter is unfortunate, my passion for football will always be a part of me. I am committed to finding a different role in the game. I plan on doing it at another school that is not named Michigan as I pursue a role in coaching. Wow. That is incredible. There it is. That's a statement that I just read word for word right there. You heard it all from Jack Tuttle. Jeremy says, Eric, you'd be proud of me. I almost spoiled this in the chat, but waited to see if you'd mention it. Yeah, thanks. You're almost getting up to basic common sense. Piano finger banger, smart move by him, unlike Tua. Can you do this in the Lou Gehrig mic? I don't have that capability anymore with this new console. It doesn't have the effects hooked up. Matt says he can't bow because his legs don't work anymore. Well, he's not going to need to bow to Indiana, Oregon, and Ohio State for sure because he's no longer with the team. Michigan is going to get fucking raped. Give the points. Kenny says, great new console, LOL. Less features. Yeah, I know. It doesn't seem as great. I wonder what the line is. Like, I don't gamble. Let's see. 8-0 Oregon at Michigan. Oregon is giving 15 all day. Oh, my God. All right. So Michigan goes to 5-4 at Indiana, 5-5. Host Northwestern, 6-5. Lose to Ohio State, 6-6. That means Michigan will play Let's see. That Ohio State game is what date? November 30th. So that means Michigan will play in a bowl game on like December 6th. Probably some bowl game that doesn't even have fans at it because they suck so much dick. It's time to share with you a sports injury. This is from Dr. Jim Barry in South Carolina, who he's a doctor by education. He's one of those guys. Remember we talked about that. I think he's like an ankle taper. He's a doctor of taping ankles. Taylor Hendricks of the Utah Jazz broke his ankle. Let's check it out. Okay, this is him right here with the headband. That is Taylor Hendricks.
Beat in 5 games of the Western Conference Finals last year in Minnesota. But their focus has got to be the here and now after going up 13.
What the fuck just happened?
He's just running.
And it's his right leg. It just snapped. And then he falls on it. And it's, oh, see that jagged edge? That's the bone popping out of the skin, as Rick Pitino once said. I don't think I've ever seen, he looks like fucking Alice Cooper in The Prince of Darkness.
Games of the Western Conference Finals last year in Minnesota.
Oh, my God.
Their focus has got to be the here and now after going up 13.
Oh, no. Come on. I need to know more about this. Holy shit. Maureen says, oh, my God, muppety floppity. Taylor Hendricks. News. Jazz, he's going to miss the rest of the season. Non-contact injury. Fractured right fibula and dislocated ankle. That is the weirdest injury I have ever seen. This is the coach of the team talking about
Gaggy. Everybody wants to go, you know, touch him, give him a hug, you know, dab him up, show him some love. So it's, you know, everybody on our team and really in our organization that's traveling with us went through that room to see him just now. So I'll sit down and have.
Is he not drinking milk or something? How can you just be running down the court and your fucking leg falls off?
A longer conversation with him at some point in the near future. I know he's processing a lot right now, and I'm sure he's getting a lot.
If you're playing basketball and you're running slowly down the court and your leg falls off, I mean, that's a mental block going forward, right? Like, after this heals, I mean, at least when Aiden Hutchinson broke his leg, it was from bashing it on another player. This was just running down the court.
A lot of messages from family and, you know, loved ones. So we're going to do our best as a group to just continue to show him and his family some love and support during this. But I'd say right now he's probably just a little bit shocked by it.
Oh, yeah. That's rough. Kenny goes Jocko and says, broke your ankle? Good. Enjoy some time off. Kevin in Northern Ontario says, do you do leg break videos every day or just when I happen to tune in? It is luck of the draw, my friend. You just happened to be on a day when we just had a fresh leg break take place. Matt is suggesting that Michigan is going to be in the old Mexican bowl for 60 pesos. O'Neill's chaperone, Steve, he writes, I am extra careful on ice ever since I broke mine a few years back. It was the black ice that got me. Good God. I haven't had anything happen in the longest time. Well, I take it back. Chainsaw. A chainsaw to the foot. But that was a flesh wound. Which even just talking about it makes my hands tingle. It's fucked up. One of you said something earlier in the day in this show that triggered a memory that I was going to talk about. I know that's like a needle in a haystack, but what the fuck was it? Somebody said something that I was talking about, related to what I was talking about. What was it? And it was funny, too. It was an old... Anytime I can get a call back to an old story, like if... Chris says, luckily the Crocs slowed the blade down. I still have the Crocs. Not the pair I'm wearing right now, but I still wear them. Every now and again, I'll get reminded of something. And then when it hits me, I'm like, you know what? It's been a while since I've told this story. Like anytime, like if enough time passes, and I'm reminded of like the mother of all stories on this show. In 6 years, there's one story, I think, and I don't even want to say what it is. I want to see if you guys can guess it. What is the mother of all stories? And I'm not going to tell it now, but this will give you an idea of how impactful this story was. There you go. Chris has it. He writes the name Gary, piano finger banger. Says my man Gary from the men's warehouse. Becky says men's warehouse. Chris says or Z speed. No, it's Gary. Stevie says hamster. No. Cole says shit pants. No. NFK pants. That's Gary. Hamster tree. Chris says you got to tell it now, Easy. Has enough time passed since the last time I told the Gary from the men's warehouse story? Do you think? I mean, Chris, you know what story I'm talking about. Chris says, or can it be on the best of next week? Why don't we do that? Because the initial telling of that story, I mean, every time I tell it, there's probably another layer to it, but the spectacular nature of when it was that fresh in my brain, as fresh as the log in those pants. I'll save it for Monday. Okay. So if you are new, make sure that you download the audio podcast where it says not the best of the Eric Zane Show podcast, because I will include the Gary from the men's warehouse story in it, which was probably 15 hours removed from when it happened. To get us there, though, I'll remind the audience between now and Friday, which is my last day of fresh shows here, that's coming on Monday. And I'll make it the very first thing on that best of show, not the best of show. But part of the telling of it is the buildup. Because when I got the first phone call, and this will mean something to you later if you haven't heard this, at no point during that phone call did I think that this would ever be told. It was that horrific in my brain. I was so shocked. And then as it was unfolding and I was dealing with this dilemma, which you'll find out about, it was like a death. The fact that I had to go and interact with these people after what they had been exposed to. And then as the hours ticked away after, and we were in the healing mode, I started to dwell on it. And then the light started to shine in my brain. Out of the darkness, we will come to the light. And I realized, similar to when the Magi saw baby Jesus, that I was looking at the Savior of storytelling for my podcast. This story is the baby Jesus of stories on the Eric Zane Show podcast. Okay, it's that ridiculous of a story. And as the hours passed in my brain, I'm putting the puzzle pieces together of how I do it. And I'm like, oh my God, they're not going to believe it. It's so outrageous. They aren't going to believe it. That's how fucked up this story is. Cole talks about greatest hits on Not the Best Of. The Men's Warehouse story. And by the way, Gary is a legend around these parts. If you ever make it over to the Men's Warehouse in in Granville, I combine Gary and something else. I don't know how I got that. If you ever go to the Men's Warehouse in Granville, Michigan, ask for Gary. And you shake that man's hand. Also part of the Not the Best Of Greatest Hits, Z-Speed. The time your wife went down the wrong road at Fearbunker North and your dad yelled at that guy. Hey, we don't need a lecture. All true. Piano Finger Banger says shake his good hand and thank him for his service. All right, you're on. Something to look forward to Monday. Because it's like a half-hour story. It might even be longer. Chris says, I like how someone got a picture of him. You're right. I wonder if I search Gary from the Men's Warehouse, it'll come back. From my Reddit page. Yep, it does. Okay. So all I typed was Gary from the Men's Warehouse, and here it is. Somebody got a fucking picture of Gary. The tailor, there's shit in these pants. Gary, dot, dot, dot. Okay, so that is, spoiler alert, whoever got this pick is a legend. It's Blue State Rob, goddammit. Man, thank you for that reminder. I had forgotten that Rob got, how the fuck did he get that? It's a picture of him on the phone. Piano Finger Banger says you got to get him on the pod. No, I don't. You can't. Look, it's already historic lore. Let's leave a little bit to the goddamn imagination. You realize that man's traumatized. Why would I do that to Gary, goddammit? He can do no wrong. Why would you want to do that to him? I will say this, and I don't know if I talk about it in the story because I've never gone back and listened to it. But when I walked in there at the moment of truth, see the look on my face right now? That was the look on the face of three other salesmen and Gary. Fucking dead eye serious. They couldn't believe it. And I walked in. I go, hey, Gary? And they go, yeah, Gary. We'll go get him. So bad. Kenny says, just talk to him about something else, maybe. Why do you have to ruin? Why does everybody want to ruin this? It's already perfect. We don't need an epilogue. We need nothing more on this. No. Why can't you just be happy? You guys think this is a game? Holy shit, far from it. It was horrific. Yeah, right. As always, thanks to Frank Fuss. I have an appointment with them Thursday. I did it the way you did it. I went to buy insurance, or will do it. Go to buyinsurancehere.com, B-U-Y, insurancehere.com. Fill out the form. Next thing you know, Frank is sending you a link saying, hey, here's your scheduling link. Pick the day and time, and we will talk insurance. There's a little spot on there that says, how'd you hear about me? You put easy, you're good to go. Could be anything that you're talking to Frank about. Life insurance, healthcare through the marketplace, Medicare, retirement, Social Security. He does all this stuff. He's an expert in all these fields. Home insurance, car insurance, anywhere in the U.S. And all of this, free. His advice, all of it is free. The only money that leaves your hands is when you buy a policy for any of the things that I've talked about. And you're not paying Frank, you're paying the insurance carrier. You need insurance. Frank gets paid by those carriers. So he wants you to be happy. To reach him, go to buyinsurancehere.com. B-U-Y, insurancehere.com. I have 3 certified arborists at my disposal. If I need any work done on the trees around the Eric Zancho podcast household, perhaps I need some tree pruning done. I've had both those things done, by the way, through Kuiper Tree Care. I had a tree removed, the same tree that I tried to cut down and almost cut my fucking foot off. And then I had a tree pruned. And I had the stump ground on the first tree that I was telling you about. So of these 6 things, I had 3 of them done. Tree removal, tree pruning, and stump grinding. They'll also do land clearing, storm cleanup, and tree risk assessment. Hey, is this tree going to fall on my house? That's what that is. 3 certified arborists waiting to serve you. Call for an estimate or text 616-828-8225. That will put you in touch with the man, the myth, the legend himself, Ben Kuiper. 616-828-8225. If you are in West Michigan, that's who you reach out to.
I'm so sorry I'm late. I was just talking to my sister about protecting abortion rights.
Wait, didn't we already do that in Ohio? We passed issue 1 last year.
I know, by a wide margin too. But now it's up to our state Supreme Court to decide whether they enforce it or ignore it.
Ignore it? Will they really do that?
They will if we don't keep extremists out of the court. But we can protect our rights by electing Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that. Listen, I can barely remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Here's a trick. All you have to do is remember, don't stop fighting.
Don't stop fighting. Oh, I get it. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, Forbes. I love that.
Tell everyone you know, if you supported issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue, a community of women who care about reproductive rights as much as you do.